you, Rick. Well, thank you for joining us today here at the Covenant Golf Classic. We're pleased to have some of the most distinguished guests in the industry here with Coach Bill Snyder from Kansas State and Coach Jim Mora from UCLA. On behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, I'd like to welcome Coach Snyder and Coach Mora to San Antonio. We're excited in the 2015 Valero Alamo Bowl will feature what many are talking about, the best game outside the CFP, and arguably, thanks to you guys, it'll probably be even better than some of those CFP games. I got a feeling. Our improved bowl standing is a direct result of the support we receive from our title sponsor, which is also the best in the business, and that's Valero. They have been a partner with us since 1993, and I'm pleased to report they've just signed a six-year extension to be in the Valero Alamo Bowl for six more years. So, Gary, we thank you very much for your support. So joining us this morning is Gary Simmons, Valero Senior Vice President, Marketing and Supply. Gary, thank you for your partnership, and I'll turn it over to you.
Well, Derek, it really is our pleasure. Valero is proud to be the title sponsor of the Valero Alamo Bowl and thrilled to be a part of this great matchup between two top 15 teams playing for their 10th win. Valero and the Alamo Bowl are two San Antonio-based institutions that provide support for higher education, drive tourist activities, and deliver strong economic impact to the city of San Antonio. The Alamo Bowl gives the city a second life during the holiday season by filling hotels, restaurants, and tourist hotspots during bowl week. I'll hand it back to Derek Fox, our Valero Alamo Bowl president and CEO, to introduce the coaches.
Gary, thank you again very much for your support, and let's have a round of applause for Valero as our title sponsor. To say we're excited is an understatement. This is an outstanding matchup with two fantastic programs, two outstanding coaches, and it's my pleasure to have the chance to introduce these two gentlemen. First, I'd like to introduce to you Coach Bill Snyder from Kansas State University. This is Coach Snyder's 23rd season as the head coach. He's taken the Wildcats to 16 bowl games and five straight bowl games since returning to the program in 2009. His 187 victories are more than four times that of the number two coach on the list. Think about that. Going back to last season, the Wildcats are 15-4, including this year's 9-3 record and being ranked number 11 in the CFP poll. Coach Snyder, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, we're honored to host you and the Wildcats here in San Antonio, and I'll turn it over to you for some opening comments.
Well, thank you very much, Derek, and thank you, Gary. We greatly appreciate the opportunity to be here. We appreciate Valero. We appreciate the Alamo Bowl. We appreciate the city of San Antonio. We've been here before. We were treated extremely well. I appreciated all aspects of the bowl game, and most significantly the people that made such a tremendous investment in us and certainly in college football. And I think San Antonio will greatly appreciate our fan base that travels extremely well and did at that time when we were here and will continue to do so. Wonderful support base. But thank you very much for the opportunity.
Great. Thank you, Coach Snyder. And now we'll talk some Bruins with Coach Mora. So Coach Mora is the first coach to lead UCLA to at least nine wins in three straight seasons. This year's the Bruins are 9-3 and ranked 14th in the CFP poll. Mora coached for 25 years in the NFL, including four as a head coach. In 2004, Mora was named the NFC Coach of the Year. While his Bruins have never been to San Antonio, Coach Mora does have a victory in the Alamo Dome under his belt, as he was here as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons to beat the New Orleans Saints 34-31 in October of 2005. He now leads a Bruins team that's averaging 33 points a game. So Coach Mora, on behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, welcome to San Antonio, or maybe I should say welcome back to San Antonio as well, and let's turn it over to you for a few comments.
Well, thank you, Derek, and on behalf of all of us at UCLA, I want to thank Gary and Valero and Derek and your committee with the Alamo Bowl for inviting us to this prestigious bowl game. We look at it as an amazing opportunity for us to go against one of the finest football programs and one of the finest coaches in football with Coach Snyder. When you mentioned his records, I was trying to figure out how many more wins he had than I do, and it's a whole lot. So I have great respect for what they've been able to do at Kansas State. I can tell you that our program, our family, our university is extremely excited to come to San Antonio, experience what you have to offer here in this city, and put on a great show for the fans on the evening of January 2nd. So thank you very much for inviting us.
Great. Thank you. Rick?
Yeah, for media that are on site today, if you want to raise your hand, we'll bring the mic around. Again, on the call, it's *1. And on social media, it's alamobowl.com. That is our first question. Coach Moore, can you talk about the Butkus Award and how Kendricks, the question we got from the fan was, how is he not even all Pac-12 first team and he's the Butkus Award winner? Can you talk about that player?
We're so excited for Eric Kendricks and winning the Butkus Award awarded annually to the top linebacker in college football. We think that he's very deserving of that. He's a selfless player that deflected all credit for his award right onto his teammates and his coaches and everyone in the program that's helped him attain that. I think he's a shining example of what is right in college football. He's a tremendous student. He's a great athlete. He's a great leader. He's a great young man, and I think he's a great representative for our program, and we're very, very excited for him.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go to the phones. If Norwalk, California, with a question for either of the coaches. Set your affiliation, who your question's for, please.
Hey, Jim. Chris Foster at the LA Times. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was wondering, what's the status of Brett Hundley's injured finger?
He's fine, Chris. He knew that's what I was going to say. That's why he asked it.
That's why I'm laughing.
He's laughing because he knew the answer was going to be, he's fine.
I worry someday that you're going to say, I'm fine. That's the thing I am. The other thing is, what do you remember about that 2005 game?
Well, I did not remember the score until Derek mentioned it. I did remember that we won. And, you know, that was an incredibly emotional time for the city of New Orleans. It was post-Katrina. I was playing against a very good friend of mine who was the head coach of the Saints at the time, Jim Haslett. And then this was the hometown of the owner of the Saints, Tom Benson. So it was a very unique situation for us as a football team to come down here and play that game.
Thank you, Chris. For Coach Schneider, we have a hashtag Alamo Bowl question. Have you ever met Spurs head coach Greg Popovich? I think you could be friends.
Well, briefly, the answer is no.
All right, on the phone from Pocatello, we have a call. Can you identify yourself and who your question's for, please?
Taylor Grubman here from Wichita Eagle. I go on for both coaches. You said you admire each other's coaches. Can you just expand on why a little bit?
Could you repeat your affiliation, your question again, please?
Kel Trevenant with the Wichita Eagle.
And your question for which coach?
Oh, all right, sorry. For both coaches, you said you admire each other's coaches. I was just wondering if you could expand on that a little bit. And specifically, Coach Schneider, do you have any experience with Jim Moore Sr.?
Coach Schneider, the question is, do you admire Coach Moore's coaching style, and do you have a familiarity with his father as well?
Well, I greatly appreciate what Jim has done, but most significantly, I like the way he has done it. You know, I admire coaches that don't get caught off in all the things that are taking place in college athletics today, and coaches who genuinely care about young people in their program and about so many things that are investments in their lives outside of athletics, outside of football as well. And my understanding is that Jim, promotes that and is a strong believer in that. And because of that, I admire him a great deal.
Coach Moore, can you expand on your appreciation of Coach Schneider's record and what he does for college football?
Well, I'm sitting next to a legend. As a coach, but I think more importantly, it's what he has meant to college football as a mentor to young people that I most admire, and someone that I would like to model my career after with regards to having an impact on young people's life. And I said this when we talked on Sunday, and I wasn't kidding. I hope that he can make 15 minutes of time for me to talk more about how he's gone about creating this dynamic legacy that he has at Kansas State, not on the football field, but really in the community and on the campus, and help me with my career that way.
Thank you, Coach. We have a social media question for Coach Schneider. What about your handwriting notes to other players? What prompts you to do that, and when did you start?